Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has fired the FBI's former number two official, Andrew McCabe, prompting McCabe to say he is being targeted because he is a crucial witness into whether President Trump tried to obstruct, that is, the investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump applauded McCabe's firing. He has been criticizing the FBI for alleged political bias. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder tweeted, "This is dangerous," in his words when referring to McCabe's ouster. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will decide what action it will take next after Russia announced that it was expelling 23 British diplomats. Russia's retaliatory move comes after Britain's decision earlier in the week to expel 23 Russian diplomats over the poisoning of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. They are currently in serious condition. Russians are voting today for president in the election, which readily boils down to one choice, incumbent Vladimir Putin. Kyle Wilson, former Australian diplomat to Russia, now at Australian National University.
I mean, even Russian commentators are saying that not only will Mr. Putin be endorsed for another 6 years in what is being called an election, but really is, you know, a formalized voting procedure, a kind of ritual, but that he's likely to stay on until the end of his days, because to leave power in Russia, as Russian history shows, is very, very risky. In the whole history of Russia, only four Russian leaders have left power peacefully and alive.
Mr. Putin faces opposition from Boris Nemtsov, who's dead, Alexei Navalny, who's in jail. This is VOA News. A regional